Hello, my name is Bailey Redfern. I am attending the University of British Columbia in beautiful Vancouver, Canada. I am in the Genome Science and Technology program, and I'm just about to start my second year of graduate school. My thesis is officially called Production of Cis-Abiol in a Microbial Host System, but I like to refer to it as Engineering the Perfect Perfume. I am going to be presenting my own original research, starting now. Do you smell like whale barf? I bet you didn't know that the reason why your bottle of perfume is so expensive isn't just because it's Hugo Boss or Gucci. It's actually because the smell stays on your skin longer due to a perfume fixative called ambergris. You see, when a sperm whale eats sharp materials such as shells, it secretes this sticky mucus to protect its stomach from being cut or otherwise injured. Then, similar to a cat in a fur ball, in order to expel these materials, the whale pukes into the ocean, where this sticky mucus undergoes a chemical reaction caused by salt from the sea, oxygen, and sunlight, which turns the vomit into a hard, waxy rock. People then collect these rocks to sell to fragrance companies, who then extract the ambergris to put in their high-value perfumes. Still think you smell fabulous? Well, there's good news. We can also make the ambergris compound synthetically in a test tube. However, with only a 33% yield, this process is about as economically feasible as walking up and down the shoreline looking for whale barf. Luckily, researchers have discovered an ambergris precursor compound in balsam fir trees. However, compared to the conifer's large size, ambergris is found in such low amounts and its chemical structure is similar to many other compounds in the tree, that when we do the extraction process, we pull out an array of compounds which don't necessarily have the same perfume fixative properties as ambergris. This is where I come into the picture. I'm currently cloning the DNA responsible for making ambergris out of the balsam fir tree and moving it into baker's yeast. It's sort of like a molecular cut and paste project. The goal of my thesis is to be able to produce this compound in a cheap and more efficient way. The idea here is that we can now grow ambergris in yeast on the countertop, similar to how you make bread. The beauty of this technology is that it can be used to produce other high-value complex compounds, such as those used by the pharmaceutical industry. But for now, I'm just trying to change the world one Coco Chanel at a time. Thank you.